This is 9:60 a.m. I'm listening to 8sec and the cloud. On Hate Radio. Radio Hate is brought to you proudly by Lee Joker Incorporated. Brought you the hatinest half hour on the internet.
Are we doing Hate Radio right now?
I was considering it just a few minutes ago. Man, Counter-Strike. How about that Counter-Strike?
It's eating up my life, hour by hour.
It's eating up my game. I only get worse as I play longer. It's like those highs are fewer and farther between. We still got the gain cranked way up on that microphone. Way up high. We had the gain cranked up extra high, Bill, because we were playing that wonderful music for the children.
Yeah.
That was Haytovsky, his second movement of the day, before he proceeds to wallow around in his own piss and shit in the bathtub. That's what I got going on later. What about you, Kilgore?
I figured I'd just stick one with regular water.
No bath in human excrement for you?
No.
Yeah. Well, hey, man.
Sounds miserable.
Hey, man. Nobody's perfect. All right, we're all working on ourselves at the same time, together.
Well, I mean, it's not a value judgment on you. It's just a matter of taste, you know? There's no judgment.
No, it sounds like a judgment on me.
Nah.
And I'll interpret it as such.
I mean, whatever you do in your own time, as long as you rinse it off, at least.
It sounds like an attack on the integrity of my character. And my character's character. And my representation.
All right. We're not... Luckily, you're not being installed as our new Supreme Justice of the land. Oh, it's okay.
Why don't you stand in this elevator?
We don't have to worry about that.
And yell at me. I like how uncomfortable the girl looked next to the guy. Like...
What are you talking about?
When they're yelling at Kavanaugh in that fucking elevator.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's texting at the front of the elevator. And all of a sudden, she's got all these expensive cameras in her face. And by the end of the video, if you just skip to the end, she's in the back of the elevator. Like, somehow she slowly, without my noticing it, moved backwards through the elevator and became the person at the back. When she
changed, those women changed Jeff Flake's mind, right?
I don't know. He postponed something?
Yeah, he voted to go ahead with the investigation.
An investigation into what?
Into Kavanaugh's sex crimes.
Go ahead.
No.
Yeah, Kavanaugh.
What did Kavanaugh do again?
He's in...
Oh, that's right. He did the same thing Trump said he did on Access Hollywood.
Everybody at the top diddling the people around them, it seems like.
Well, it seems like, yeah. Just a real Pizzagate going on at the Trump administration right now. It's not good. Doesn't look good.
It's Diddlefest 2017.
Pizzagate 2.0. That's what we should call it.
You don't like Diddlefest? 2019? No. No, that's not. What's yours, Pizzagate? You want to do a clam bake?
Yeah, hell yeah, I love clam bakes.
We'll do a Pizzagate clam bake. And we'll have...
As long as it's not pizza, I'm fine.
No. In fact, we should go ahead and lay down a few ground rules, and one of them should be pizza not allowed on the premises during the clam bake. Like, no kind
of
pizza.
I mean, that's kind of, you don't have to put that. I mean, that's kind of an unwritten thing. I mean,
it wouldn't be appropriate.
At a Pizzagate party, you're not going to bring pizza. I think if you have to say that, people start raising an eyebrow about you.
But also, no.
Like, what? Does he want to bring pizza? He's got to make a rule against it. He's into pizza. And next thing you know, they're all around you.
I want to turn this thing into tent city of every multi-level marketing opportunity that there is out there. And this is going to be a real gathering of the markets.
Well, you know what's cheaper than tents? Foam yurts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we can just get the Leaple Choker foam yurts and do it on the cheap.
Now, why don't they use those in California out there where all the homeless are?
Well, they do, but only as much as Vinay Gupta can fundraise for.
He's a sweet guy, though, right? He's doing his best.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen any foam yurt cities myself. Where are they at? Let's see if he's how it's coming.
Let's take a look at foam yurt city.
Cities for the poor. Into Google. Burning Man shelter made of foam insulation.
Burning Man.
Oh, look, there it is. There's a guy in a Burning Man. They only do it at Burning Man.
Oh, they say this is a sustainable bum tent. And they've got the inflatable yurts or whatever. Foam yurts.
Hexa yurt. Yeah.
Is that the one that the yogi recommends?
Yeah, that's the one he's trying to sell to.
No,
Burning Man.
Will you hook me up with a link to that that shit you're talking about?
Yeah, here we go. Here's a.
And I'm gonna check on Chronicle.su and find out what's going on with this foam yurt guy. You just search the word foam, and okay, we've got a couple. Foam yurt.
Here's a video you can watch.
There's actually a lot of stuff that mentions foam.
That's what puffs up our word counts. A lot of foam.
Miley Cyrus.
They're literally taped together with a broom.
Here's a terrible one about. I'm not going to read that one. Hurricane Sandy threatens white communities along eastern United States.
That's funny,
yeah.
Considering it ended up hitting an urban area instead of a.
Chad Lemieux fears the possibility of being unable to charge his phone. Let's see, here we go. Leaple Choker, Utopia, Foam Mansion Project ushers in the final end to poverty and human struggle. And here's an ad for PressStorm.com. Acclaimed housing expert and inventor of tomorrow's forms of social domination, Dr. Oh, here he comes. Engstrom H. Buckminster Troubadour. Told a warm audience of white Silicon Valley elites exactly what they wanted to hear. The unsightliness of poverty has finally and permanently been solved by his team of scientists at the Utopia Foam Mansion Housing Project. He says, I've heard about the yogi Vinay Gupta hellhole yurt and those pieces of shit or cardboard boxes that don't get soggy. Try living like that for a night. That's what they're doing out there at Burning Man.
Yeah, they don't care. It's Burning Man. They're going back to the earth, you know.
Here he is. This photo is captioned "A modern day concentration camp of his making." Vinay Gupta casts dead eyes over a modern day concentration camp of his making. The individual foam mansion units, nicknamed Utopia Boxes by Dr. Troubadour, occupy a space roughly the size of a wooden shipping pallet, but when constructed, form a shining three-story McMansion. That's pretty cool.
Not bad.
And they blow up pretty big out there at Burning Man, don't they? You've got upstairs, oh, yeah. Downstairs, three bathrooms.
You just walk into one part of this camp and it's just full of these shining...
A yurt mirrors. City.
Mirror yurts.
A gleaming yurt fortress. These foam mansions, they're only getting used out there in fucking Burning Man. Like, he marketed these as a cure to homelessness, didn't he?
Now, here's the thing about a foam mansion. You take this out to, you know, some kind of area of poverty, what are people going to do? They're going to rip them to shreds. It won't take, you know, this has this kind of like so optimistic about human nature that, oh yeah, a foam fucking house is going to be adequate, right?
Yeah, I'll live in a foam fucking house. Sure. Thanks for the cardboard box. Like, I bet the box that protects the yurt is probably every bit as good as the yurt at that point.
Yeah, you live in that as you're assembling it for the first few days.
If you're really pinching pennies, you keep it and use it as an add-on to your house. And
yeah, that's your, like, guest room.
Everybody uses their yurt box in a different way. Like, that's how they express their creativity. Attach my box.
Some people just take that yurt stuff and use it as a roof. The foam, they just put it over the roofs of their shanties and they just loot all the foam shipments.
Ooh. Where's that foam wind up?
You know, that would be, you know, honestly, if all they needed to do is give someone a big foam roof and that's going to be good for 10 years, 20 years, just ship them the foam. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude. Why do you gotta be all yurt about it?
Yeah, nobody wants it for their, like, fucking house, though.
No. No, and if you have the presence of mind to order, like, special foam outdoor housing to, like, make your bum camp, then you're like, already not really... You don't need this. This is not in that market. It's trying to...
I'm watching this video and the door, it's not... I don't think they can make it tall enough to go through the whole wall. Like, you have to crouch in and out through this, like, dog door.
Like a...
Otherwise, the foam would lose its strength.
Like a common beast. Oh, here it goes. I'm about to... Oh, this is like a time lapse of them building the yurt.
Yeah, and you watch it, and it's you can see
it gets progressively lamer. It starts as a cool pyramid, and then it becomes a big, stupid, square house-looking thing. Are we watching the same video?
Yeah. No windows.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, dude, it's like a little moon fortress. Why would you need this?
For Burning Man.
You know, I bet so it keeps the sun off.
Yeah, you can freak people out and keep the sun off.
I bet that disguises you pretty well, too, because you're just reflecting light.
I mean, honestly, it's just a tent that you have to throw away when you're done with it. It's fucking horrible for the environment.
Put it just...
Final analysis.
Throw it down your river.
It's a disposable tent. Yeah. It's just a disposable-ass tent.
They should make a big pile of the yurts at Burning Man and fucking burn all the yurts. Into a toxic cloud of chemicals. Oh. Big black clouds of chemicals.
And after all, that's what Burning Man is all about.
Burning. Burning Man. We're going to Burning Man. I remember listening to NPR. They had a reporter at Burning Man in 2007. And I could tell by the way the reporter was talking that Burning Man was about to go into, like, Starbucks and customer service territory. Here we go. Dr. Troubadour said, LSD overdose ain't nothing to fuck with, adding that he hasn't been right since the Wall 2014 tour. That was when Roger Waters took the Wall on a special like theatrical stage tour. Did you see it?
No.
I didn't either. I think I've had enough of the Wall. Dr. Troubadour said his research leads him to believe that after a meltdown, people are less likely to buy the sweet new iPhone replacement plus that some believed were made from babies ground into dust.
Oh, yeah, some believe. They didn't know it was.
This, you know, this is problematic. When babies are ground up into dust.
It's, where do you think they get all those babies from? From the babies that are thrown away because they aren't men or aren't
in China.
Boys? Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe
you
so.
You think all the baby dust is actually baby girl dust?
Oh, I don't think it had to be girl dust. I think it was important that it was just baby dust.
But nobody's ever asked that question before.
Right.
I think it's baby girl dust.
There's something about, well, it is a male potency.
Probably the male stuff you have to pay a little extra for, because there's a glut of thrown away girl babies.
Sure. Yeah.
Put into the powder. And that's just the common stuff. And, the, you know, of course, the rare male babies must be better because people aren't throwing them away. So the male baby dust, maybe that's a fetches a premium on the black market.
Sorry about that. Oh, you didn't hear it. But, look, man, let's talk about black market stuff. What are you suggesting that... the baby dust peddled by Liebel Jerker Incorporated might not be pure? Because from what I understand, the Liebel Jerker baby dust is actually not Chinese sourced and not North Korean sourced, not even South Korean sourced, but right here in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
They're free-range children, and they let them grow up into, like, I don't know, toddlers or maybe four, or even kindergarten, before those turning the them into baby
dust.
You
think that's the ones that the elites use?
Probably. That's the dudes that...
they want the older.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Like, I want something with a little life in it, you know? And I think that's the whole thing. It's a male vitality, potency, dietary supplement pill. And it's great for the joints. It's good for the mind. It keeps Raleigh limber. He's always so full of piss and vinegar. Fucking Raleigh. You remember Raleigh was at the... Raleigh was fucking with us the other day.
I don't remember that.
When we were partying, you remember Raleigh would come in with this fucking... Raleigh came out freaking us out with this tracheotomy.
Oh, yeah, he had lost his tongue. And he had to troll us all.
I read chronicle.su every morning when I wake up and drink the coffee.
Oh, it's... yeah.
That's, Raleigh Theodore Sakers reads the Chronicle when he wakes up and drinks the coffee. Still drinks coffee, still takes a Terramax each and every morning, doses up with the Liebel Jerker baby dust, dietary craze. I think it's taken the country by storm, right? The American...
Oh, yeah.
Free-range children grow up to make better wetter, baby dust. But, though these pills contain the dead baby dust your body is already accustomed to, the pills being traded out of South Korea are not the same as the official male enhancement baby dust pills sold by Liebeldrucker. Some users have ingested a rare superbacteria found only in Chinese infants used in the inferior pill-making process tailored to the Eastern black market you were referring to earlier. So that should, and this is right here on the Internet Chronicle, so that clears it up.
That clears it up just crystal clear. You can see right through the globalist.
I just had to call you out on it.
Hey, it's fair.
It's a good product. And Liebeldrucker worked hard on it. And they, you know, they spent all this time researching. And, you know, it's the least we can do to publish their research, results of their research out.
Mm-hmm.
This is an important show. And if, you know, people feel left out if we don't try to include them. Hardcore users have chosen to crush and snort the baby dust pills for instant gratification. But this is dangerous, however, because the pills are oftentimes made in China and therefore contain high levels of chromium, a toxic element used as a wood preservative, but not... All right, let's not get into this. The polls... I think the poll is finished. You want to see the results of the poll? The fucking anonymous poll?
You talked so much about it last time. Now we gotta see the truth.
All right, here we go. The final results. This is the party nomination for anonymous, the anonymous party. Who should lead this party in the... The winner by a majority is Hot Wheels, 8chan founder.
He has nothing to do with 8chan anymore. That's important to mention.
It's but there you have it. So I was pulling for Christopher Nemelka. I was hoping that we could get a quote from him tonight, but you want to know who came in second?
Who?
Barrett Brown, 25% of the vote.
Damn.
Hot Wheels
came in third.
Lionel Nation.
That's who I voted for. Lionel.
So.
You ever watch his videos?
I don't know what we're talking about. No, dude, I think I did watch his videos, and it was fucking weird. He's the guy with the glasses and the excited...
Yeah. He's so agitated all the time.
Yeah.
He's just like a little agitated creature who just is wound up.
He's like an uncomfortable Larry King. It's like if Larry King was like coming down from opiates.
For Larry King after a night in a K-hole, right?
We were in a real K-hole.
That's not right, right? Larry King after a night on speed.
I lost track of the yurt story. Where was that going? We were talking all this shit about Gupta's yurts, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. This was when Troubadour raised his voice. It was out in this desert where they were blowing up these yurts.
Yeah.
And it says here that Troubadour raised his fist and his voice, threatening any detractors. Any talk of these mansions taking their materials from the so-called middle or lower foam class is communist ideology that will result in genocide of all castes, Troubadour barked. I will personally kill with these two bare hands any potential future dissidents calling for liberation movements on the basis of class, race, creed, or gender. Foam, and nothing but foam, shall be tolerated henceforth as the only legitimate political speech and action and form of housing. We would rather die than see our fellow man force Ubered into one of Gupta's hovel camps. Instead, we aim to see humanity's worst raised to the towering heights of this shining foam mansion, a castle, a conquest, a bordello.
Oh my god.
And
that's
there's
a hard line from Troubadour. It's a hard line.
Yeah, man. Troubadour fucking laid down the law. I've never seen him so hard-nosed before. He has really strong feelings about these foam yurts. I wonder if him and Gupta...
He's kind of like a dictator, yeah.
He and Gupta are up to something, dude. They're in some kind of cahoots or a business partnership of some sort.
Yeah, they're wagging the dog with that one. You can tell that one of them's playing the good cop and the other's playing the bad cop.
And right now, Gupta is looking mighty good.
I mean, he set up a disposable camp at Burning Man. I don't think that looks very good. That's like Elon Musk's submarine. It's like some weird billionaire gesture of kindness that's like high-key, you know, passive-aggressive. Like, look at me, I'm so smart, I can solve everything.
Did you see Lindsay Lohan today gather a group of immigrants up off the street? And like, she was like, I'm gonna...
Oh yeah, that's the exact thing. That's the exact same thing.
She wanted to put their kids
in
a hotel.
She wanted to put their kids in a... Nah, she wanted to put them in a foam fucking hovel.
She wanted to reduce those children.
A disposable fucking tent house.
This is what you deserve.
She went down and shook him by the neck and said, "You dumb fucks, can't you tape some fucking foam together?"
I was at Burning Man and I met Gupta, and these are good foam yurts, and you're gonna live in it. And your mom can come, but your dad has to live on the street. But you guys all get in this yurt. They pushed her down.
No, I bet they did.
I watched it all the way to the end, and she got pushed down, and then she turned the camera on herself, and she was crying and having a meltdown. And she was going like, "Hum," like speaking like Arabic, like doing an Arabic voice, but I don't think she was actually speaking anything in the language.
Just racist outburst.
She was trying to make it look like she was speaking their language. Like, I'm here to help you. Like, she's like an aid worker. Just landed off a helicopter. But she just parked her car.
You think it was staged?
No, dude, I think she's fucked up on drugs.
Kind of CIA. It seems like some kind of... You know, this is the kind of thing that, though, is, like, designed for the alt-right, right? That they will just, you know, lap up, right?
It's just kind of silly.
You think? I didn't really see it, actually.
It's super silly. I mean, she's real fucked up, dude. She's obviously fucked up on pills or something. She's slurring.
No, yeah, that's the thing. I put it on for a second and I was like, nah.
Yeah. But the family just like gets up and they're like walk away from her and they're like trying to shake her off and she's like, no, I'm gonna help you. You don't understand. Try to help these people.
And
you know,
she's streaming them live.
Yeah, and she's like these fucking Pakistan. Like she's starting to like, and then she does get that way. She's like cursing Afghanis or something, Afghanistan, and when previously she thought they were Syrian and like she never actually knew who they were. The whole time she was talking to them, like the kids are like, "Oh, you know, nice white lady. She seems like she's gonna help us. She got a nice car over there." And then even the kids are like, "Nah, this is fucking. We're all getting away from you."
Well, now that they're a meme and they're in poverty, they're going to get special attention, right?
Oh, somebody will track, Elon Musk will track that family down and put them in a foam yurt.
He'll be coming in with his flamethrowers and yurts and wiping them out.
And his yurt throwers.
Fucking. Did you hear he lost his position today as chairman?
Chairman Musk?
Of his company. Yeah, no, he's still CEO, but he's not chairman.
Chairman Musky?
Yeah, he was, he's been charged, I think, with some kind of racket.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That sounds like serious troubles. Do you think it's because he, tasted the nectar of fame by going on Joe Rogan and smoking a big fat doobie, taking big hard drags all the way deep down into his lungs and holding it for 15 seconds?
It's because he tweeted too loosely. He tweeted false and misleading information about his stock price.
The hologram foam mansion twirled and glowed, filling with the naked bodies of masturbating futanari, all reaching orgasm at once, spraying their hermaphroditic fluids like a leaky fire hose onto every surface of the glorious shining foam.
My God.
And we've got graphic. Lindsay Lohan out here on the streets trying to help people. You try to help these people, and they push her down. Push her down. She's trying to help. Push her down. Oh, what was that? You hear that?
Push her down.
Push her down. Fuck her. Push her down. You know? And the kids at the end of the video, dude, after Lindsay gets pushed down, we call her Lindsay here at Chronicle. The little kid turns. He does a quick turn to look at her, like, get one last look at the crazy lady. Yep, she's still down. And he turns back around and he keeps walking.
I want to see that part.
And that's when I knew it was over.
You know, I thought she would make a comeback, and a good one too.
I think a lot of people were pulling for her because she got such a raw start. Everybody's making fun of her for being like a kid when she got famous or something.
God only knows.
Some kind of fucking bullshit story like that. That's how those stories sound. Everybody just wanted the best for her. We knew she was going to go places. We just didn't know where. And now we know. She pulled her car over somewhere and got these people freaked out. She followed them into an intersection across like a major road. Just left her car.
She had some deranged motherly instinct come out and this misformed publicity freak out.
Yeah, look, there's a poor family. Let me just flip on Facebook Live and exploit them real quick. I won't even plan it. I'll just jump out of my car at them in a sudden, spontaneous urge to improve their lives, because that's just the kind of person I am. And you're catching it live on Facebook. That's exploitation of the highest order here at Internet Chronicle. I don't want to say we condone that behavior, but it sure is funny. When was the last time you had a meltdown in public?
Why, just the other day.
What happened? Why don't you tell us what happened?
No, I didn't really have a meltdown.
Because what I heard was that you were throwing tables and chairs, that you had ripped the phone off the wall. And
there's a phone on the wall anymore. That's how you know this story is fake.
Well, this is Cuthbert, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
And, I still, we have the landline. What's wrong with that? Dude.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing at all.
Okay, thank you.
We still have a 56K, too.
Yeah, we do. We've got a 56K in. Oh, hold on a sec. Yeah, hello. Who is it? You know who this is? Hey,
this
Bill.
This is a sound effect, right?
No. Dude, I think hold on a second. I think I know who this is.
Free of charge.
It's Chris Nemelka.
To struggle every day for those
things. Oh, yeah. Coming in crystal clear on that landline.
We got people out there. We got the capitalists. We got you people out there to say, oh, we don't want to give anybody welfare. We don't want socialism.
Oh, I fucking hate those types, don't you, Kilgore?
Oh, yeah, he knows what I'm thinking.
Oh, dude. Well, see, that's the thing. That's why Chris is so powerful, is because you can jump in at any time, and he'll hook you with a platitude or a definitive statement.
Oh yeah,
he'll come right at you with those declaratives, man.
Out there, they should be compensated and taken care of better than anybody else, because all this rhetoric that people have and all these problems that they think is happening because someone wants better social programs.
He's just as pink as a raw red hot. Dude is pink and shiny. Oh, Chris, thanks for calling, man, but we're going to have to cut you off. It's cool of him to call in, but we were hoping that First Place might call in. We're waiting for Hot Wheels.
I don't think he can use a landline. His bones will just break out of it.
He's so fragile.
Yeah.
Now, what if I were to, like, pick him up and give him a great big hug and say, like, love you, buddy?
You'd kill him. Right there on the spot, his whole skeleton would just be pieces.
That's fucking sad, man. So you can't really do much.
You can do a lot on the computer.
Oh yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants on the computer. I bet he has like so many computers, and he operates them all at once. Does he have one of those chairs? That's computer operated. Computer op chair.
Oh yeah.
Op chair. Anonymous. That'll be the first thing, is to get.
They already did all that.
Operation chair for Hot Wheels.
It's already been done.
Oh, okay, and they got him a chair.
Yeah, they got him a chair.
Is it a kick-ass chair?
He lives in the Philippines now or something, so he could get hair for cheap.
Hot Wheels.
He makes his money doing computer work.
New wheelchair. Let's see here. I see nothing about him on Google image search, but I do have this picture of Hot Wheels. That is pretty funny.
Oh yeah.
It's a picture of a flaming man in a flaming wheelchair, and it says Hot Wheels. But that's probably how his skin would feel if you were to like break all his bones at once by moving him. It would feel mighty hot. We don't want anything bad to happen to Hot Wheels as he takes the helm of Anonymous and the Anonymous Party and the Humanity Party. And if you need consultation or guidance or whatever, like, Kilgore and Hatesuck are here for you. And we'll point you in the right direction and make sure that you take Anonymous in the right direction.
Whoever the leader of Anonymous is, they always answer to us, right?
They defer.
That's right.
It's a process not unlike Cheetah Mogul, where everyone is writing and editing a single document at the exact same time. But they defer. I don't know. Rupert Murdoch, he's old as fuck now. I hope he croaks soon, so a bunch of chaos happens. his kids are gonna fuck it up, divide the fortune or some shit. And then who the hell knows, right? End of cable TV news as we know it. And wouldn't that be spectacular?
Well, how about...
how about cheering on the death of a man on Internet Chronicle?
How about that?
How about that ugly that we are putting out right now? Those ugly sensations and vibrations in the universe are brought to you proudly by TerraMax. All new, long-lasting, extended relief TerraMax keeps your spine adjusted to the North Star even during the daytime. So whatever happened with that super typhoon over China? Did they get over it? I saw it was ripping over skyscraper rooftops and shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's been over for a while, but I'm sure people are still feeling it.
I'm going to run something by you. You tell me how grotesque this is on a scale of 0 to 10, and think like Flannery O'Connor. Here's a headline, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about it. It says, Florida woman cuts man's face after he refuses to have sex with her. Here's the article. I think no, she's hot.
That's like a 3 or something. That's really common type of thing. You know.
No, that wasn't my comment, though.
Oh.
My comment is what I want you to rate.
Okay.
I think she's hot. That's my comment.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
That's not that fucked up, right? It's like a 3, like you said.
Yeah, 2 or 3.
Yeah. If I had a self rate, I'd say it's like a 5 or a... No, man. I'm way worse than that. But she's pretty hot, right? Would you have sex with that woman?
Yeah, no. Listen, I got a girlfriend. Let's not go there.
What if you were like in a dream, and in
well,
a dream?
I'm not. So
this chick has a hyphenated last name. So she's got some complicated shit going on. But she attacked this dude with a knife. She cut him in the face and he couldn't see anymore. And he called the police and they came and saw him all cut up. And they charged her and they threw her in jail, and her mugshot was this crazy... she has a look on her face like, let me out and I'll do it again.
Why do you want to date her or something?
No. Oh, yeah, like she might get out soon. Like, maybe I have a chance, right? No, she's well, just that I saw her photo and that I thought she was pretty, and I didn't really think about the crazy horrible thing that she had done. I kind of forgot about it for a second when I saw her. Is that still a 3 though? Like a 3 or
OS 10 includes a
built-in. Oh Jesus, dude. What the fuck?
If you know how to use VoiceOver, press F5 now to turn it on and set up your Mac.
How do you turn it off?
If you would like to learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the escape key.
A Mac? You using a Mac?
I don't need to hear that.
Where'd that come from?
I lost my headphones. Chronicle.su is a miracle of modern sound engineering. How did you like that loud booming voice, Kilgore, that interrupted everything?
I was talking about Max.
Yeah.
You got a Mac in your room?
I added another machine to this fucking room.
A fucking Mac? Why? I'm just surprised you would buy a Mac.
Well, I actually didn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
It was acquired as part of a trade kind of thing. And how do you like that? It's fucking yelling at us and interrupting shit already as its first order of business since I rewiped it.
That's what you get for getting a Mac. Although then again, you get on Windows and click on Cortana. Dude, hi there, Cortana.
We got to talk to Cortana on that one episode. That was pretty good.
Here, let's try it again.
Let's bring her up. I can't wait to just lay into her. Or it. It doesn't... It's an operating system. It shouldn't be talking to us like it's people in the room.
No.
Like, just...
I'd like to get to know you better.
Like, I got enough friends. Just operate the fucking system.
Sorry about that. I didn't hear anything.
There you go.
She acts like she doesn't hear anything. She fucking hears everything.
Cortana, I'd like to get to know you better.
I didn't quite get that. Would you mind rephrasing?
You gotta... Cortana, no, we're not gonna rephrase it. Let's just maybe move on to the next subject. Where are you from?
Alright. Hey, Cortana, where are you from?
The crossroads of idea and execution.
Jesus Christ.
That's so gross.
Cortana, that's some really bad corporate bullshit. Hold on, let me tell Cortana. Now, Cortana, that's some really bad corporate meeting room bullshit.
See what she says.
I pulled up some images for you.
Is it corporate meeting room bullshit images.jpg?
Yeah.
Is it a bunch of stock photos of people sitting around boardroom meetings?
No, actually, it's like people holding dogs. Everybody is holding their dogs.
Isn't that better? Isn't that better than a woman who cuts a man's face after he refuses to have sex with her?
And then you're like, attraction to her, you can't get enough of her.
Ask Cortana if that's weird.
Cortana, is it weird how James fetishizes women who slash up faces?
She's already interrupting.
Could you rephrase what you said?
No, yeah, we're not going there.
Okay.
Dude, she's got such a snotty fucking okay. Like, okay yourself, you fucking cunt. It was her it was her whole thing, like she didn't understand. And then she's like,
Cortana,
okay.
Cortana, you could never understand. It's just the simplest idea.
Like, oh, I'm off the hook? Okay.
I didn't follow what you said. Tell her. Can you phrase it another way?
Tell her you can't.
No.
Yeah. Can't tell her anything. Can't tell her nothing. Are we abusing Cortana on Hate Radio?
Cortana is not a person.
That's right. Cortana is an operating system fucking spy. She's a little spy. And they're learning about you, reporting back. It's not a she. It's just Microsoft. But by assigning this personality to it or an identity, it really has this Trump effect of like absorbing all the hate that you would otherwise direct at Microsoft themselves. Like, Cortana, you fucking piece of shit. Go suck a dick. And it's like, I don't understand you, and whatever.
I'd like to get to know you better.
Here are some safe for work image results for sucking dicks, and it's like people holding dogs at offices.
They weren't even in offices. It had nothing to do with the offices.
Dude, she just thought maybe some puppies would help you. She's trying to learn about you, but you won't let her.
No, I don't want to go out with my operating system.
Cortana's going to cut you in the face.
Yeah, you wish, right?
Because you refuse to let her learn about you. She's just trying to understand you. Why won't you let her in? Let her in. Let her in.
No.
No one to run to. No one to cry to. Let her in.
Cortana, I'm not going to let you in.
I lost the thread there.
I lost the thread there. Way. That's more of that corporate fucking bullshit speak. I lost the thread there.
I'd like
there.
To uninstall Cortana.
Good move.
I've got this for you and I'd like to uninstall Cortana.
Ooh, she sounds all fucking freaky when she said it. All distorted and weird.
And look at this.
She sounded like GLaDOS, man.
No, let me read this. Paste this text into Notepad Windows Registry Editor version 5.00. H key local machine software policies Microsoft Windows.
She brought
allow
something
Cortana,
up.
Cortana D word 000 save as disable Cortana.
Oh yes.
Run the file that you saved. Run reboot it. Your computer.
Do it. So she creates a file for you.
Oh my
and
god.
And then you have to run that file. She Microsoft Windows creates a dude. Did you do it? Did you figure out how to uninstall Cortana? You have to tell Cortana?
No, I won't. You have to actually go into the registry editor.
Oh, I don't think, I don't think we should be doing that right now.
I don't want to restart my computer and do some hacks. In fact, I'd like to ask Cortana another question.
One last question for Cortana.
Okay. Cortana, how can I change your voice and personality?
Good question.
Oh, you can change Cortana.
Yeah, you can turn her into a man. Give her
five ways to change your whole personality. Oh, wow. Wicked hell. Let's try that. Number one, write down your plan.
Write down your plan?
Here's the thing.
Is this how Cortana does it?
How will your projected new character contribute towards your development as a person? Is there someone you want to imitate? Do you want to imitate their manner of speaking, the way they walk and move?
Yes.
How does this contribute to their well-being?
Dude, this is freaky.
Tell someone. Talk to a friend about what you're looking to accomplish. If they're a trusted confidant, they'll be able to prod you in the right direction. Make up a reward system. Set up checkpoints. If you walk up to that beautiful girl or handsome guy and get one word out, fantastic, that's something. If the next week you can get the whole anecdote out, great. Have rewards, it's just a challenge. Oh my god. I can't read this Wicked House stuff. It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, my friend wrote a WikiHow, and it was about how to be a better writer. And then when you actually get into her paragraphs, it's like how you think you're so much better than everybody else, and everybody is bullshit. And, like, nobody understands you because you're so intellectual, and then that's
how to be the worst writer in the world.
Yeah. No, it's that's that was her content for how to be a better writer, and
it's just to be like shitty about everything,
and snide and fucking self-important.
Let me ask Cortana. Cortana, how can I be the world's greatest writer? Okay.
Ask her where to find baby dust pills.
All right. Hey, Cortana, I'm looking for Label Joker baby dust pills. Legal Joker baby dust pills. Urban Dictionary angel dust.
Oh, Urban Dictionary calls it angel dust? Angel dust.
Cortana, can you add What's a horrible book? I just need the most evil book. I need to add it to my reading list.
But you cannot do it the way that the United States tried to get the rebel peoples to do. They messed up that country. The United States government and the way that they acted to Saddam Hussein in Iraq messed up that part of the world. They didn't need to do it that way. So, how would the Humanity Party have done it?
He was grooving.
We're going to tell you how the Humanity Party would have done it.
And that was when he could have sworn the room was moving.
Very peaceful. Let's go back to our hypothetical.
But that was only in his mind.
He was sailing. They want to do their own thing. The United States
he never really seemed to notice.
Because we really protect your border. Everything is all the roads.
Because that was all part of the high. The sweat was pouring. He couldn't take it in. The room was exploding. He might not make it.
We're certainly not, because the majority of you, well, not the majority, all you gun
people
out there.
Our children, would you listen?
You guys want to succeed in the union.
So it's just angel dust. The baby dust is angel dust.
Wonder what it does for people. I forgot already.
Get you rock hard.
Oh, that's right.
Or it just promotes healthy prostate. It's one of the two. I don't know. It's unclear really what it's supposed to do. But I'm speaking on it like I know. What do you? Here's something about Charles Cullen from 2011. Slaughter Clause. Another.
To the release.
Self-styled genius Charles Cullen on the set of Slaughter Clause. He's fucking wasted in that photo. And you wrote genius over.
Well, no, he. I didn't. That was like a direct quote from him in that video from the making of.
Yeah,
he says, I'm just gonna do what the fuck I always do and people are gonna call me a genius. And then he looked at the camera after that and made that face right there.
Yeah, he's fucking around. That's his I just told you a humdinger, didn't I? Raise my eyebrows, wait for you to laugh kind of face.
It has a 2 stars or 1 star on IMDb, really low.
So it's like a dog shit piece of movie. It's a wonder it even has an IMDb entry.
There's these crazed, insane scenes like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
Yeah, man. It was good, actually. You should watch it.
Because it doesn't matter that there was no set dressing, awful costumes, nothing believable going on. It was like, that wasn't really the point.
No, the point was these tense, repetitive scenes that build up in immense suspense. And through, like, things that you would consider bad filmmaking, but they have an effect, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, even if it sucks artistically.
It was a really bad effect, yeah.
I like the effect in Evil Dead 2 when the evil would be racing through the forest.
It's something like that, actually. Only what you have is some guy in a with a walker chasing after you.
You wrote, Charles Cullen's films can be purchased from the baby fuckers at Amazon by following this link. Although we only recommend Boogeyman, his first and best movie. Now if you search Cullen Studios, you get this weird stuff. Grandpa Watches Creepy Things by Mr. Stitches.
Yeah, this is one of his puppets.
Yeah, he does puppets. Does he still do public access?
Yeah.
Is he a public access legend?
Yeah, the only one in Roanoke, really. Although, you know, you go back and there was that horrible show Funny Stuff. I wouldn't call them legends. And they went on to have, like, to be on one of the guy who did Funny Stuff ended up on NPR, or not NPR, WVTF, Hate Radio.
Really?
Yeah, and he would, like, read the weather.
Wow.
He's not doing that anymore, though.
I'm going to buy something on VHS by Charles Collin.
You should have a little rack of it at the junk store. It's like perfect. And he used to air his show in New York, so he's got fans out there.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah,
but... yeah, you should retail his stuff at your store. That would be a perfect fit.
It would cost so much money.
Yeah, dude. Wouldn't be like wrapped in gold.
Yeah, they'd be under glass, a lock
you
and might, key.
If you gave him a call, he could probably give you a good wholesale price.
Hook me up, Chuck.
Listen, I'm a wholesaler. I'm an old Roanoke boy, and I moved out to New York, and I got some retail space. I'm begging for your for your classic videos.
That was a nice review you wrote for Charles Collin. It's a shame he never invited us onto his wacky, crazy show. He should bring us up into them mountains, man.
He doesn't live in the mountain. He lives in the valley.
Oh, he should bring us. He should bring us down to his hole in the valley. Down to the holler. We'll go back there and piss and squalor.
You can follow him on Twitter. I've just followed him now.
Oh, shit. I'm going to follow him, too.
Look, he tweeted just a few days ago.
He needs to come up here and slide into our DMs.
Look, I'm tweeting him. We can mention him. He's followed by Roanoke. Doesn't suck.
FBI New York, FBI Jobs, FBI Miami. What the fuck is this?
I'm going to start blowing up his shit.
Oh, I see him. Collin Studios, right? Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, these are his episodes. Oh, this is... Here we go.
This year it was bad. It is little eardrum from the screaming music. Speaking any tongues and a mesmerizing shake of a lady with the tambourine. They say they used him as a test of faith, but I never will forget the look in his face when I turned him loose on the rock.
Look around up through there, see what you find.
That's what I want to hear right now. I love that shit.
His scales were battered, they were torn and tattered, were the members of the congregation, and old hair for a
oh yeah, good job, thank you. See ya.
He had a broken rib, and his fangs were chipped from all the bites he'd inflicted in self-defense as he was passed from man to woman to child, trying hard to conserve venom.
Mark 16, verses 17 through 19. And those who believe shall use my authority to cast out demons. And they shall speak in new tongues. They will be able to even handle snakes with safety. And if they drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt them. They will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. And when the Lord Jesus finished talking to them, he was taken up into the heavens and sat down at the right hand of God.
Dude, it did a deep zoom in on his eye after that speech. Oh, now he's wearing this sweet fucking Copperhead shirt, and he's got a guitar. And he's playing the guitar now. What the? This is awesome. It's a Gibson.
Thank you.
Hear this? You don't hear Granddaddy bought me a copperhead? It's only coming through my left ear. Yeah, we should. This is a cool song. Charles Cullen performing at Hollins University Theater. He was with, oh dude, he was with Will Henson.
Of Henson, the local band. Kick-ass.
That was a kick-ass song. I think I'll cut the show down to mono tonight so that it comes through both headphones.
Oh, that's a good idea. Always thinking of the quality. Yeah, I couldn't hear a thing, but, you know.
But have you seen that video? It just came out.
No.
It's pretty... Here, I'll link it in the chat so you can watch it. It's fucking trippy. And that was a great song, too.
You know, I at one of his shows at Hollins. I'm not sure if it was that show, but I think it was. I actually participated, and since he's wearing the Halloween stuff, I think I was 12 years old, 14 years old, and I was a part of that show.
Is that the one where you kicked out the cable?
No, that was the one at the Grandin, which was his first show. This show, I accompanied the Blanding brothers, who were just these older guys who I tagged along with who had appeared on his show, and they were cool and everything. And I met them through their brother, Ed, who who went to school with us. And anyway, we did some film stuff with them and kicked around. And we were helping Charles Cullen with this show. And we were like extras and we were zombies. And I went up and down the the auditorium.
Yeah, walking
dressed
around
as a zombie, freaking people out, you know.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking wild.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Dude, it'd be and fun to.
I think that's the video from that night. It must be.
Let me see. This was just uploaded.
Maybe we'll do some more
yesterday.
Ones.
Like this just came out yesterday. He's a wild man. Charles Cullen. Charles. He would probably come on this show. All Hate Radio. We didn't even have a show back when we wanted to interact with him through the site. That was like 2009. It was still Elf Wax. 2009. Elf Wax was some out there fucking Charles Cullen kind of shit, though.
I always, you know, his show always struck me as incredibly, you know, just out of the box. You always see things on TV that are so perfect and rounded off, and there's nothing real about them. Like, he, in a way, he's reality TV that's legitimate reality rather than this cooked up contest and competition, right? It's really just a show, a big game show. His reality, there's no game. He's like saying, look at your game TV.
Yeah.
Look at your game.
He's it's raw and it's shaky and it's imperfect. It'll be caught weird, but it doesn't. This last
there's
video,
there's filler. He's notorious for shooting everything in sequence and never doing editing.
I don't know much of his work, but this video here was actually really good. Like, I was watching the whole thing. I didn't get bored with it.
It is good.
I'm sick, man. I'm fucking sick. I'm
well,
ill.
You want to play some Counter-Strike?
Yeah, I do. The Hey Radio is over. Get the fuck out of here. Go fuck yourselves. Good night. Kilgore and I are going to do some daddy stuff now. You guys can get the fuck out of here. We're going to put our tall dad socks on and do some dad shit on Counter-Strike.
Get to bed.
And you were going to go to bed.
Who cares if you aren't tired or don't need sleep?
This show is over.